This is Morning Edition. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. We at WHYY are remembering the everyday people in our region who have been lost to the COVID-19 pandemic and what they meant to their families, friends, and communities. WHYY's Hemant Akhandi tells us about 78-year-old Jane Elizabeth Boston Jordan, who spent 30 years teaching in the Philadelphia Public Schools and a lifetime building an encyclopedic knowledge of the city's history.
Natalie Jordan, Jane's middle child, says knowing her mom was like having a personal Philadelphia tour guide.
You would always have her telling you some type of history about wherever we would go or anything that we would do as a family.
A trip with Jane through Center City's shopping district on Market Street was an opportunity to time travel to the days Macy's was Wanamaker's and the Litz building was a department store.
She liked architecture and architecture of Philadelphia and a variety of places.
When Jane wasn't teaching history to Philly school kids or reading up on it, she sang gospel with her Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority sisters, went to jazz festivals across the country with her husband, and rooted for the Eagles and Phillies. In her lifetime, Jane traveled to places like Alaska, France, and South Africa. But Natalie says her mom didn't have to go past her own backyard to be happy. In May, her three children and most of her five grandchildren came over for a crab cookout. Her daughter says the family quarantined beforehand just for the occasion.
She was just over the moon that we were able to be together because it's something that hadn't happened in a long time, but it certainly was something that was very special to her.
Jane was diagnosed with COVID-19 just after that cookout and died on June 12th. She would have celebrated 55 years of marriage with her husband this month. Hemant Akhandi, WHYY News.